Glory to Jesus Christ. Slava Jesu Christu. You are set free. We can all visualize this drama that occurred in our gospel today. Jesus, on one hand, performing this incredible healing, and the people kind of caught in between, not knowing how to react. So they look over at the chief of the synagogue to see what his reaction might be. And he's indignant, reminding them of protocols for the Sabbath, completely ignoring the act of mercy. And the people look back at Jesus and said, "But even the animals are tended to on the Sabbath. Why not this act of mercy?" And so the opponents of Jesus are confused, and everybody else rejoices. You are set free. Imagine the power of these words. Because it wasn't just the woman who was badly stooped who was set free that day. It was everyone in the congregation. Because at the time of Jesus, the overwhelming majority of people felt oppressed. They were held hostage to their religion, and they were marginalized. They essentially were told continuously that they were sinners. They were pushed to the periphery and alienated, captive, and constantly being told that they were relying upon the religious authority for their salvation. And Jesus that day came with a different message, a message of hope, the good news that their Father in heaven loved them just as they were, and that God's mercy and compassion applied to all. They no longer deserve to be rejected or punished. They were set free. Now think about it. How did Jesus begin his ministry in the Gospel of Luke? He went to the synagogue in Nazareth, unrolled the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and read the passages which included, "I've come to proclaim liberty to captives." So who were these captives? Jesus never went to a prison, but he came with the good news, that message of hope that God in heaven loved his people so much that even every hair on their head was counted. And he reminded them and he restored their dignity by saying that they were sons and daughters of Abraham. He forgave them and they were set free. You are set free. Imagine the power of Jesus' words. So in our world today, who are the captives? Who are the ones who feel shackled by despair, doubt, hopelessness, and listlessness? How many have become lost in the messages of secular society? How many have lost sight of God? How many are lost in seeking? Are we much different today than the people in the synagogue in our gospel? How many of us long to hear those words of Jesus, "You are set free"? So how do we regain this freedom? Well, whether we realize it or not, we're caught in the same type of polar tension that we heard in our gospel today. In that case, it was the chief of the synagogue on one hand and Jesus on the other. But today, that is the message of secular society, which would like to tell us we don't need God anymore, would like to say we're able to have instant happiness, or we can have a life that is free from suffering. And if we are not close to Jesus, if our faith has grown weak, we too can be misled by these promises. We too can become captive and have our freedom taken away. As Pope John Paul II said, "Humanity stands between God and nothingness, and everyone must choose enslavement to sin or authentic freedom." And if we don't believe this, just look around at how many people are suffering from hopelessness or just wandering around looking for something. And they're looking for freedom. So how do we regain our authentic freedom? We need to draw closer to Jesus. We come to know Jesus through prayer and repentance and through renewing our commitment to the disciplines of the spiritual life. The church gives us seasons like this Nativity Fast to remind us to take a look at, where is Jesus in my life? What are the things that prevent me from drawing closer to Jesus? And as we turn to Jesus, as we renew our commitment to the disciplines of the spiritual life, as we learn to pray again, repent, the ascetical practices of fasting and self-denial, as we strive for personal holiness, we get a sense of that true freedom, unshackled from material goods or worldly concerns. This is the truth that sets us free. Now, how do we help others regain their freedom? After all, Jesus didn't just come to help the woman who was badly stooped. He set free the entire congregation. So what do? Most people today feel deprived of love, mercy, and compassion. They're wandering, looking for something. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, when somebody comes into our community to worship with us, what do they experience? Do they experience a people of hope? Do they experience people who truly love God? Because if they do, then they too will want to draw near to Jesus, to experience Him in their lives. You see, today people desire an authentic experience of community. A community that prays, a community that is vibrant, a community which they can come to know and love Jesus. They hear the good news that the incarnate Son of God came to set us free. A couple of weeks ago, at the USCCB meeting, one of the bishops in his intervention said, the words he hears so frequently today are difficulty and confusion. And he said, what I don't hear enough of is of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who lived, died, and rose so that we might be set free from sin and death. And in times of difficulty, maybe we do need to reflect more on the good news, because that is the source of our freedom. You are set free. We regain our freedom by once again committing to the disciplines of the spiritual life, through prayer, through repentance, through fasting and self-denial, through that striving for personal holiness. And if we focus on these things, surrendering our will to God's will, the ultimate act of freedom, we will become who we were created to be. And we will become a people of hope, a witness in the world that needs that witness so desperately. As we approach the Holy Table today, to partake of the precious body and life-giving blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Christ truly present in our midst, as we receive Jesus, let us pray that we draw closer to Him, particularly in this period of the Nativity Fast, that we ask Him to remove those things which hold us back from that deeper relationship, whether it's doubt or despair, whatever it is, whatever holds us back. And let us pray that we become people of hope to provide that experience of authentic community to those who are seeking, so that we will hear the good news that the incarnate Son of God came to set us free. Glory to Jesus Christ. Slava Iisusu Hristu.